24th Wednesday. What does unleavened bread symbolize? And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. Exodus 12, verse 39. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that all the days of your life you may remember the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. Unleavened bread is God's method of reminding the Israelites regarding the day when they apply the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts and left Egypt. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Temple. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 3 and 4. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwelling places. Many people suffer from anxiety regarding the future. However, if you restore the value of the gospel, your worth as a person who possesses the gospel, and the value of worship, there's no reason to be anxious. If the will of God is clear, He will overturn the future during worship time. Then what must you hold on to? Number one, the blessing of worship. No matter how much you possess, it's useless if you're in the midst of destruction. That's why you must absolutely receive true rest in the gospel. When God-given true rest is imprinted, rooted, and becomes your nature, works will arise. Only God-given rest can heal you. Number two, true liberation and true power. On the day the Israelites applied the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts, they were liberated from slavery. You must enjoy true liberation that frees you from darkness and your thoughts. In addition, you must possess true power to break through everything that is on the wilderness path that you continue to go on. All these blessings are contained in worship. Through worship and prayer that contains the covenant, you can resolve all issues. Even though looking at reality is important, being able to see spiritual facts is even more essential, because when the Holy Spirit works, forces of darkness collapse. Dear God, may the worship that I give become a time to enjoy true liberation and power. Help me to enjoy the works of the Holy Spirit through worship that contains the covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.